All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up, it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Sam J in the studio right now.
Welcome.
What's up?
Sam J, she's a comedian, local. You're from Dorchester originally, right?
Yeah.
Where are you living now?
New York? Yeah.
Yeah. When did you move out there?
Well, I moved to L.A. first.
Yeah.
So I lived Boston probably like 7 years ago now.
Okay.
Moved to L.A., lived in L.A. for 2 years, then moved to New York.
Yeah. Comedian, actress. You started off, but you kind of started out a little bit late with your comedy career, right? You were doing like a regular job for a little bit?
For a long time, yeah. I started at like 29.
Yeah, how did you get into comedy? What made you do that?
I hated working in the basement at a Prudential.
Good reason.
Great motivation.
That's it? Like, were people like, hey, you're funny, you should be a comedian? Or were you just like, I hate this so much, I'm going the exact opposite?
I think it was a little more, I hate this so much. Like, yeah. It was really like, you funny, but I knew I liked comedy and I was kind of always interested in it. I was always making people laugh, you know what I mean? And I knew since I was a kid, I was kind of always into comedy and weirdly knew all the comics when I was very young. And so I always kind of wanted to do it. And then I had this mailroom job for John Hancock, and I was in the basement of the John Hancock. And I was like, this is miserable. I can't do this. I got to figure out something. And so I started going to open mics.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you nervous at first?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah, of course. But I mean, open mics are like a good place because everybody's bad, you know, like,
yeah.
Everyone's just trying to figure it out and everyone's not good at it. And so like, as high as the stakes are in your mind, the stakes aren't really that high.
How many people were in the crowd normally?
It's all just usually like other comics. To be honest.
Yeah.
Is that harder?
Yeah. Because everyone's also like super just like bitter. Like everybody's at mics.
Mad.
And, like, there all day and like all night and irritated and you're kind of just waiting for your turn.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not like the best audience.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But it is a good space to like try stuff.
And is there a point where you were like, okay, I can actually make a career out of this?
This is crazy because your voice sounds like your voice. I'm bugging.
That's a good thing.
I'm bugging. Like, I grew up listening to y'all.
Oh, that's
beautiful.
Crazy.
That's beautiful.
Wouldn't that be weird if a voice didn't sound like a voice?
I know.
But it's like all in my ears. I'm like, oh my God.
That's amazing.
So at what point did you, because everything's at levels, even though everyone's kind of brand new, I'm sure that there was like the one sucky comedian who's like, listen, I've been doing this for like 5 years, so let me tell you how to do this, man.
Of course. There was a lot of those.
Yeah. So at what point did you go like, hold on a second, I'm better than all these scrubs?
I don't think I made the decision. It was just like getting booked more. You know what I'm saying? Like the kind of like it started to show itself by like more bookings and starting to get stuff out of town and stuff like that. So I'm like, oh, okay, I'm like growing in this because it's moving forward, you know?
I actually went to a comedy show. I was at Nick's on Friday night. And there was like maybe 7 or 8 comedians on the bill. And you can just tell, like, I'm not going to say any were bad because it takes a lot to get up there and do something like that. But there were some that you just knew that they had it. And it's got nothing. There's no definition. It's just something. Though either the way you command the mic, your inflection, just your delivery. There's just so much to it.
And engaging the audience.
Yes. Yeah. Like I know I could never do anything like that. It's crazy.
What were your first jokes about?
Oh, The Ninja Turtles.
Nice.
Like pop stuff. I don't know. Just yeah. whatever I was thinking about. Working in the mailroom. Just anything that was like on my mind, really.
Yep. Sam J's in here, by the way. She's going to be at the Wilbur tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Go to thewilbur.com if you want tickets. The show's at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, there's still some tickets left, so go buy those.
Are you, especially now, it seems like a lot of people get offended and stuff by people, you know, by certain comedians and things like that. Is there anything that you're like, let me not joke about this because whatever?
No, that's probably not a good thing. But no, I don't really think like that. I try not to joke about anything I don't really have a perspective on. Like, I don't like talking about things just to talk about them just because they're like a hot topic. Like, if I really don't have any point of view, then I'm not going to really force a conversation. But if I feel like I have something to say, then I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like
How did you transition to movies? Because you were amazing in You People.
Thank you.
Yeah. Like, amazing.
That should have been more you and Jonah.
Yeah, 100%.
Thank you. I really didn't. I was just minding my business, and then Kenya Barris called me, and he was like, you want to be in a movie?
You didn't do any, like, auditioning or anything like that?
No, I know.
Seriously?
Wow. Yeah, I hate saying that, because I know people work really hard to be in movies. But no,
good for you though.
No, but that's a good that shows that you have something that draws people's attention. So wait, so you when you moved out to LA, it was just for comedy. You didn't
No, I was just trying to be a stand up.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
So now, which one do you like more? Like, which one would you rather pursue if you had to pick one?
I don't know. I mean, I would pick stand up if I had to pick.
Okay,
but I like them all. Yeah. I like the ability to like do different things and. I like just adding different skill sets to this and how it's growing and expanding. But if it was like gun to your head, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. I like you were, well, she grew up here. You went to New York. You were on Saturday Night Live on the writing staff.
Yeah.
Is that like, everyone says it's kind of like a high school cliquey. Everybody who comes out of it says that they hated it when they were there.
I didn't hate it. I don't know. I think it's one of those things where now it's becoming cool to hate it.
Yeah.
Or like that's what you're supposed to say. But I honestly didn't hate it. It didn't, I don't know. It just was a job, you know? Like, I feel like you go into any workspace, the people have already been there. They have their established like groups. And,
right.
You know, you're just trying to find your way. And so it took me a little while to find my way. I'm not going to lie, but. It was one of the best experiences of my life. It definitely changed my life for the better. And I learned so much and I grew so much as a comic. Made great friends and like definitely didn't hate it. Definitely didn't hate it. But yeah, was it hard? Did my feelings get hurt a lot?
Yeah.
Is it tougher writing for other people or for yourself?
At first it was really hard to write for the people because I was so used to just writing with my voice. Mm-hmm. And it's like, especially writing sketch, you know, I would write it and cast it, and then I would see the sketch not working, and I'd be like, I don't understand, but it was because I wasn't thinking about the people I was writing for. I was just thinking about how the jokes were supposed to go in my head. Mm-hmm. It's like, I might be casting this wrong. Like, I'm not thinking about Kate McKinnon and, like, what she's strong at. I'm just like, Kate could say that. Hey, you know what I mean? So I really had to start thinking about them as a cast and what they do well and what they're strong at. Mm-hmm. And like writing towards that instead of just like kind of being selfish with it.
Yeah.
Who are some of your favorite comics? People you've looked up to?
Chris Rock is probably my favorite comic. Wanda Sykes, Sarah Silverman, Michael Ian Black, Patrice O'Neill, Bill Burr. I just love comedy. I love comedy. Norm MacDonald.
Yeah.
Doug Benson. I just like comedy.
Yeah.
I heard you also would be interested in doing something in the Marvel universe.
Hell yeah.
Whoa.
That'd be next level.
Let's put it out there.
Yeah, of course. I love comic books. So, yeah, for sure.
So, Sam J, she grew up in the area listening to us. I'm gonna pretend that we inspired her to get into comedy.
That's the story you'll tell.
Good one. Well, the jam scam helped.
Yeah. Okay, so here's a question. Which one of us on the Get Up crew here would be the best to collaborate with for some comedy? No feelings get hurt. There's no wrong answers.
Come on.
As long as you say Romero.
Wow. Yeah, that's messed up, bro.
Right. Yeah, you put her on the spot.
No, you can say it's okay. Then I'll ask you an obvious Pebbles answer. I'll ask you an obvious Melissa answer.
Most collaborative.
Yeah.
It would be Romero, but that's because you have like the highest like energy level.
Okay, okay. Now, which one of us would you most like to read a book with?
Boom. Shut up.
Who would you like to listen to an audiobook as you're going to bed at night?
The most calming. Yeah, we got the voice. So
yeah.
If it was like a book on tape, I'd be like,
that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. And Sam, do you like to gamble?
Melissa got you.
Do you like to lose money?
If you ever want to go hang out at the Encore, we can like, you know, play some roulette.
I hate gambling.
What?
Hey. That's great, because she does too. All she does there is lose money. She doesn't gamble.
You don't play cards or like bet on sports?
I don't
nothing.
Bet.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah. Leroy, what's going to be your collab?
Probably something musically, like, you know, if you want to get on an album. You know how Chris Rock would, whose album was he on?
Oh, yeah, Kanye's.
Yes. Like, would you do something like that?
Of course.
Be with me.
All right. Yeah. All right, cool.
Very nice.
Look at, we all found our
there
job.
There we go. There you go.
Sam J. All right, at the Wilbur tomorrow night, you got to go see her. She's hilarious. She's local.
Now.
You got a lot of family coming to the show?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to make fun of them on stage?
Nah.
What?
Nah.
Sam, that's the best part about being like in your hometown. Is you
I'm
can
do a little bit of stuff at the top, and then we going to get to the good stuff.
Yeah. See, I got you know, I grew up here. I make fun of everybody in my family, and the unspoken rule is they all get mad at me when I talk trash about them, but the unspoken rule is, listen, I talk trash about everybody, so you can't say anything to me.
You don't discriminate.
Because then I'll come in again the next day and just make fun of you again. All right, so thewilbur.com if you want tickets to see Sam J. The Wilbur, WILBUR.com.
Waking you up, it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR281332.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.